Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Debbie Guy Geese with the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to WRMR, Revenue Marketer Radio. Every Thursday at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we meet to talk to a real revenue marketer and learn tips and tricks on how to make that transition from traditional marketing to revenue marketing. And it's more than just about listening. This is an interactive show, so please feel free to call in or chat, and we are happy to include you in the dialogue. Now, this is a brand new year, and this is our very first radio show of the year, and so we have a very special guest on today. But before I introduce our guest, let me take a moment to define the term revenue marketer. Again, we have listeners from all over the globe who listen to Revenue Marketer Radio. A lot of you are downloading it from iTunes, and that's great. You can listen to it in the gym or while you're at work. So, but let's define that term revenue marketer. So basically, a revenue marketer is a specific type of marketer. It's not just another check in your to-do box. And this marketer has revenue or revenue-related accountability through the kinds of campaigns, communications, and digital interactions they set up. They are responsible for the top of the sales funnel and actually a lead generation funnel and for interacting with and nurturing leads until they're sales ready. And they all use some type of marketing automation platform integrated with CRM to power their revenue marketing practice. And every revenue marketer on this show has been where you are today, and they're here to share their journey, their successes, and their gotchas so that your journey to becoming an elite revenue marketer will be quicker and smoother. Again, I am so pleased to have today's guest, Usman Sheikh from EcoHub. Let me give you a little bit about his background, and then we're going to kind of get into our Q&A session. Usman is a pioneer in social commerce engagement. So you need to listen really carefully to this interview because he's going to be sharing with you so many tips and tricks that you are going to be able to use immediately. He has over 20 years of experience in social commerce, business development, product management, marketing, and ecosystem development. Some highlights of Usman's career include, in 2008, he co-founded SAP EcoHub, which is SAP's industry-leading online social commerce marketplace, introducing real innovation to extend SAP's reach and social commerce capabilities through the 2 million member-strong SAP communities. Usman is currently responsible for developing and managing revenue and demand generation programs supporting and empowering SAP and ecosystem partners so they can become self-sufficient and be able to engage with SAP customers via the SAP EcoHub. The SAP EcoHub is already a revenue-positive business that has delivered over 150% year-on-year revenue growth, developed a half-billion-dollar pipeline, and has dramatically improved partner satisfaction. So anyone remotely associated with marketing to or supporting a partner channel and anyone remotely interested in social commerce, this is the interview that you want to listen to. Usman, welcome to the show.
Debbie, thank you very much. Great introduction.
Now, you're dialing in from California, is that right?
Yeah, I'm in Palo Alto, and I can say today it's a sunny Palo Alto. We've been having a lot of torrential rains, but today it's nice and sunny.
Well, I'm glad it's sunny someplace, so that's awesome. So I talked a little bit about your background and your introduction, but tell us a little bit more about the SAP EcoHub platform and your role there, because it's completely fascinating and extraordinarily innovative.
Great. So SAP EcoHub is SAP's online solution marketplace. And when I say solution, we use that term very broadly to encompass software solutions coming both from SAP as well as from our partners, implementation services coming from systems integrators, content coming from content providers, and technology platforms and on-demand platforms coming from our technology partners. So the idea behind the SAP EcoHub is to be serve as the one-stop destination for SAP's over 100,000 customers to be able to discover, evaluate, and buy solutions that will complement either their SAP installation, their existing footprint, or will be complementary to the business tasks they perform or help them implement those solutions. So the idea behind EcoHub was SAP, as you know, is the largest software company, the largest business software company in the world. We have over 100,000 customers and thousands of partners, as you can imagine. It becomes very difficult for us to be able to manage all these partners and take all the valuable and great services and even some of our products that are really valuable, innovative, and useful for our customers and be able to bring them in a user experience that the consumer or our customer can very easily engage in and be able to discover these solutions. And that's what we started to do about 2 years ago, where we took some of our partners and really started to give them an online go-to-market channel that was branded by SAP and start to level the playing field and make it easier for our customers to be able to discover those value-added solutions that both SAP and our ecosystem had to have offer. Hence the name SAP, which is referring to us, and EcoHub, which refers to our ecosystem, and the hub part being the fact that this is where everybody congregates. One last point I'd like to make in describing EcoHub is that we are a sister and a commercial platform to our different community platforms. SAP is a pioneer in developing a community network. We are critically acclaimed. We have analysts talking highly about the innovation we do in managing our communities. And we have 2.2 million active members, a congregation of people that are very committed to SAP, about learning about SAP or contributing to the growth and innovation of SAP. So those individuals, those 2.2 million members on our communities engage to discuss topics that are related to enhancing SAP experience. And the EcoHub provides those and leverages the experience of those members and provides them with the ability to, as I mentioned, discover, evaluate, and buy solutions that could be of interest to them. So it's a commercial platform complementary to our community networks that we have created.
So I'm fascinated because one of the things that you and I had discussed as part of your bio, Usman, is the fact that in 2008, you co-founded SAP EcoHub. Was this one of the first communities within SAP? Because 2008 was a long time ago.
It was. So it is definitely the first commercial, online commercial platform that SAP opened up in 2008. And mind you, it's not only just the first in SAP. It's the first in, I would very safely say, it's one of the first in the IT industry, period. We've seen a number of consumer-centric app stores, of course, the most famous being the iTunes, Apple's iTunes App Store. We also have Amazon. But what we have really not seen is a dedicated commercial platform, marketplace, anchored by a senior or a leading software vendor such as ours. And very interesting, Debbie, that when we started founding and had the vision, everybody, even within our company, our executives initially laughed at us. They said, you know, our process of selling this complex software is very high touch. It's just simply ridiculous to think that we could take this complex sales process and emulate that in an online experience. Today, I can say, as you mentioned in the intro, that you know we are experiencing over 150% year-on-year revenue growth. We are a revenue-positive model and a significant revenue-positive model. In the tens of millions of euros is what we are delivering already in 2 years. And actually, our executives are now big ardent fans of the EcoHub, and it's mentioned as an innovation, both by analysts as well as our executives, in talking about how we can create a low-cost go-to-market channel that leverages the value that our ecosystem provides to offer our customers with that critical competitive advantage. So we started off very, you know, with a bunch of skeptics looking at us, and 2 years later, we have tremendous amount of buy-in and propulsion from our executives as well as our partners in this space. And we were, to answer your question, the one of the first commercial platforms definitely in SAP and definitely in the IT world as well, which I find that, you know, a lot of software manufacturers are really good at solving problems, but they have been late in adopting the online marketing tactics, tools, techniques, methodologies that are available to them today. So we are actually laggards in the same technology where you will see consumer-centric organizations using social media, online marketplaces very effectively. You will see very little of that in the software industry. EcoHub was one of the pioneers, and we will talk a lot more about the innovation that we continue to drive. And since then, we've seen a number of our competitors and our partners in the software industry launch their own app stores, or app worlds, if you may.
One of the reasons I wanted to have Usman on in the early part of the year was because he was very visionary. And again, in 2008, as he said, he was kind of like, you know, there's skeptics and kind of being laughed at because, I mean, how could you do that? They were very, very early to market. And quite frankly, all the revenue marketers listening to this radio program are also very early adopters of demand generation technologies and also best practices. I recently saw a series of commercials, and I'm actually going to blog it today. It was put out by AT&T in 1993, and it's called the You Will commercial. And it describes what GPS, Kindle, and some other types of apps would look like in 1993, which was just completely mind-blowing, and they were 100% accurate. So what I like about Usman's story is that he had a vision. He was early to market, and now he is able to reap the benefits of that, and now the market's maturing. And as demand generation marketers, we certainly run, I think, very, very close parallels to that. And we're going to take a look at and understand a little bit more around how the commercial platform works. But I want to back up a little bit because you kind of had the vision for it, Usman, and you founded it in 2008. And then at some point you began to look at marketing automation platforms. What was going on? What kind of needs were going on as you were getting EcoHub up and running that you began to take a look at a marketing automation system? And what is the role of this marketing automation system in your business?
Excellent, excellent question, and very appropriate as well. So I would describe our evolution or our continuing journey in three stages. Stage number one was really getting launching and getting initial mind share. Stage number two was realizing that we had basically discovered a gold mine. And step number three is to really be able to scale that gold mine and extend the reach. So just to step back, as you asked me to do, to describe how does EcoHub actually function. What we started to do is we started forming specific sites dedicated to a particular solution. And we started with software solutions. We've now extended to systems integration partners and package service solutions. Like I mentioned, content partnerships and content solutions are there. Software as a service can be found on the EcoHub as well today. We started with almost less than 100 solutions coming from about 60 partners, and that was 2008 October. Today we are over 700 solutions, 350 plus partners, and really it's becoming a much more crowded space where you really need to stand out and raise your head above the crowd, so to speak, to let it be known to the world that, you know, what is the value add that you offer. Step number one, and before we, you know, how did we, you know, decide that we needed to have a robust marketing platform? As I mentioned, you know, initially it was a marketplace. We had a vision, but the participants, our partners and solution management or product management teams from SAP viewed it more like an online catalog. And we were desperate to change that perception to an interactive marketing platform whereby our customers could come and engage. And already on EcoHub, we had introduced some of the consumer-centric tactics and tools, the Web 2.0 capabilities that existed in Amazon, such as reviews and ratings. It had been unheard of in the software world to get somebody to come and provide a review and rating just the same way they would on a book or on a CD or on a song. So we started doing that and thereby started making it a lot more democratic and easy for people to, A, discover and hear from their peers what their experience was. So step number one, we established some of these tools. We went beyond the catalog, brought in some social interaction, Web 2.0 capabilities, started encouraging our partners to start, you know, driving traffic to their dedicated sites on EcoHub where they were listing their solutions. And net-net, what we started to see in the first 6 months of operations was that the quality of leads that was coming out of EcoHub was significantly greater. So the number of recommendations we were sending to our customers, providing them with a recommendation for a solution, and then subsequently the partner or the customer coming in and requesting further engagement, that conversion ratio was significantly higher. Just to give you an idea, what we've seen is that when we do cold calling, outbound cold calling, it's about 0.5 to 1%. When we've done like search engine optimization, really good search terms yield about 1 to 2% conversion factors. EcoHub was already, for SAP solutions and some of our partner solutions, yielding up to about 6% conversion rates. So it's phenomenal. What that did to us, Debbie, was two things. It first started getting our partners very interested in putting more solutions. They saw the traction. They saw the advantage of leveraging the SAP soft endorsement by seeing our brand on their site, directing their customers to the SAP EcoHub so the customer could get the idea that SAP was endorsing this particular solutions. Mind you, EcoHub has a reputation of being a trusted and reputable site. And the way we determine that is that only partners which have been certified or SAP solutions, which have been launched by SAP, are allowed to be showcased on EcoHub. And then if the partner has a software solution, further the solution must be certified. So this destination becomes a very trusted and relevant destination. To the extent that today our customers tell our partners that if they are not on EcoHub, they don't take them seriously.
Wow, so, that's awesome.
So going back 6 months into this, we started seeing the conversion factors, and we started getting a lot of demand from our partners as well as from our sales organization to do a lot more and get a lot more analytics, a lot more efficiency and optimization through the EcoHub online sales channel. And there, we started looking at marketing platforms. Today, we are using Marketo. We've instrumented EcoHub with Marketo, and we're using that for demand generation campaigns. But we are not only – we are just starting to use Marketo. In between, we've used – companies like On24 to help us do email blast and run demand generation campaigns. Plus, we've used different set of vendors to help us with webinars, etc. Now, with Marketo, we feel that we have a fairly uniform way of instrumenting the site, plus running demand gen campaigns, and then being able to score and then eventually nurture these leads. So our conversion factors, our visibility into who's engaging on EcoHub, and then with equipped and enabled and empowered with this insight to be able to take intelligent decisions to engage with these prospects is a very, very powerful tool.
So I have a question for you because I people often ask me, you know, as a marketer, if I'm responsible for lead generation or revenue or demand generation, whatever you want to call it, if I deploy a marketing automation system, does it just take my game to the next level or does it significantly change my business? And so clearly you had a vision and you kind of got to a place where you felt like you could up your game. So once you engaged with Marketo as a platform, did it just help you improve your game or did you see some new and perhaps unexpected additional business benefits from deploying the system?
I think both. So definitely it helped us improve the game, but and definitely helped us increase and impact our business outcomes because we had greater visibility, greater insights. But let me say one thing, you know, which is very, very important to your listeners about, you know, the platforms like Marketo are really good platforms, but they're tools. There has, in our experience, in enabling both our sales organization, which were skeptics in the first place, plus transitioning our partners from just viewing EcoHub as a catalog into a online marketing channel, what we discovered is that the marketing organizations were just not ready to go online and start engaging online. So, for example, creating online simple things like the number one way of generating leads out of EcoHub is an online demo, a pre-recorded demo, which shows and showcases a partner and SAP solution and gives the prospect a great way of understanding what the user experience and what the solution has to deliver. A lot of companies just do not have those kind of assets in place. So we had to explain to them number one, that you need to make these assets available. Secondly, you need to look at making them available in public domain. Don't look at those as being sequestered and, you know, secretive IP-related topic. This is your showcase to the world. You need to bring it out. Make customer success stories available. So getting the assets, getting the mind frame, getting the thinking and the methodologies, and getting the marketing department on board to think about, look, you're really going to be using EcoHub as a platform to access those 2.2 million SAP-centric viewers or consumers or customers or prospects, however you want to call them, is really going from the 2 billion plus on the internet to the 2.2 million that really matter if you want to sell into the SAP space. So getting that thinking and then getting those departments equipped to have the right assets, have the right frame to accept those reviews. Mostly they're positive, but at times they can be negative. But harness that to be able to create the right blogs, create thought leadership, establish your credentials, not in a marketing manner, but in a way where you are really becoming a thought leader or domain expert, are very critical to driving campaigns online.
I'm just going to say, it sounds like you're providing marketing advice, demand generation advice. Number one, it's how it's best practices for how you can optimize your participation in the platform. But you're really providing demand generation advice to your partners and your customers in the ecosystem.
Absolutely correct. And you know, we've worked with Pedowitz Group on this as well, so you're familiar with some of the challenges that we've had. But much to our amazement, as I was saying, you know, we discovered that the software industry lagged behind in using online marketing and online sales channels. So you're absolutely right that we had to, maybe not entirely by design, but definitely it's a huge value add. We had to step in and start providing these kind of consultancy services to aid our partners and indeed our sales organization to start thinking about this new universe that was being opened up through social commerce, social media, and online marketing.
So give us an example. I think it could be great for our listeners. Give us an example, and you don't have to name someone in the EcoHub system, but give us an example of someone comes in and they're a partner, and they want to access these 2.2 million people who are crazy about SAP and bring their solution to the forefront and hopefully get some leads and get some closes. So let's say they're brand new, that they come into the EcoHub. Just kind of walk me through what their participation would look like and what kinds of things that you guys would do together to help them be successful in reaching those 2.2 million people.
Okay, great. So EcoHub, first of all, is a self-service construct. And what that means is that we encourage all the participants, all the 300 to 400 partners that are on EcoHub today and growing at a very rapid pace, mind you, to be able to manage their microsites or what we refer to as EcoHub storefronts themselves. So step number one was to get them to start using that. But then we, as I mentioned, we have verticalized or, you know, by topic or theme, we have on our communities the SAP Developer Network, the SAP Business Process Expert Community, the SAP Business Objects Community, and the SAP University Alliances. These are different veneers or filters on our 2.2 million communities, and this is where the active membership is. We have blogging in there, we have wikis, we have forum discussions, and so on in these. So our the way we started to extend our reach from EcoHub, which is just simply, you know, the catalog and the site, was through, first of all, having a presence in the community, like I said, you know, start writing blogs, getting prominent over there, start putting thought leadership videos over there. Advertise through banners, very carefully crafted banners. And I'll give you an example of a guided search banner that we call, it's known as AdWord Guide, that we're using, which allows search on a particular topic or set of solutions right there in the banner, and even offers a recommendation and a demo. We started syndicating these banners into sites where we would match the audience of that particular forum or discussion thread or blog audience with the topic of or the type of solution that our partner was featuring. So linking the community or the social aspect to the commercial aspect, taking them from just talking about code and business process areas and business line of business discussions into problem solving, how and what solutions were available to them.
Love that. That's awesome. What a great idea.
The partners that have used this method successfully have been extremely pleased. And the webinar numbers, when we have featured a webinar, have been significantly higher. Today, around these targeted demand generation campaigns, from zero in 2008, almost 15% of our leads and registrations come from social media outreach through our Twitter following of over 10,000 people, through our iPhone application that is about 4,000 users, through our Twitter following, through our Facebook fan page, and through our LinkedIn. And this viral platform is very, very powerful and not to be underestimated. And the tangible evidence, as I mentioned, is, you know, we are seeing traffic grow at about the rate of 35% quarter on quarter. We are a revenue positive model, 150%. Our partners have entered into relationships with EcoHub where they do revenue share, and because we will invest in helping them go to market, in return, they will do revenue share if they successfully close business. And that's becoming a very interesting line of business. So those are all tangible indicators showing how by using social media, social commerce, online presence, having a cohesive marketing game plan, not just a one-off, but a series of campaigns that are associated and tied with our online platform, you can yield tremendous results. And actually, you don't have to wait that long. Within one or two demand generation campaigns, you start to see a pretty high rate of return on your investment, significantly higher than the traditional tactics and channels that they've been using. And one of the reasons for that being that you're focusing on a very targeted audience.
So what I find so fascinating about this, and this happens every time I talk to you, Usman, you sound like you know so much, and you sound like, well, of course, it happened exactly the way I thought it would happen. I'm going to ask this question a little bit way differently, but the one thing I would like to ask you at this point is, when you envisioned SAP EcoHub and you envisioned what it could do and the benefits it could drive for your organization, did you have a full vision of everything that you're talking about now, or did it kind of unfold a little bit over time?
So, great. So, what we believed in was that there is definitely a lower-cost, scalable method of reaching out to our customers, that, they are engaging in consumer-type marketplaces, whether that be Amazon or iTunes, that they're used to that experience, and we needed to make sure that we could bring to our customers an easy way to discover solutions and be able to get educated and aware of that. So that part we knew. We simulated a number of, we modeled and simulated a number of revenue streams. Now, what we didn't know is how this would really play out when we, when the partners really start coming in and we're doing outreach to customers, what would happen. And there, what we discovered is that, with minor tweaks, we could develop pretty powerful models. So we had, for example, I'll give you an example. We had discovered that, we could choose some of the category leaders. So, EcoHub, you can find solutions by industry, by line of business, or by type of solutions. Those are considered categories. So in each of those categories, we had some solutions that were getting a lot of traction. And what we decided to do back in 2009, prior to our Sapphire event, was really start motivating these partners. Sapphire is our annual conference for SAP and our partner ecosystem. And what we started to do is we started to motivate these partners to play a more prominent role on EcoHub, which is the online marketplace, with the intent of start your demand generation campaign online and then come to Sapphire and really meet the partner and really start to close on the deal in person. So the online to on-site connection. When we did that, there were two things we discovered coming out of that particular exercise. One, there was an appetite in our partners to have a closer go-to-market relationship. So we kicked off the referral program where we would offer them a package go-to-market service to help them enable on how to use the the platform. And second, what we discovered with them was this online to on-site, you know, the ability for them to start discovering and, you know, start spreading out, so to speak, online, qualify the leads and the prospect online, and then bring them, you know, as I mentioned, mostly complex sales, bring them to a destination, start engaging with them. And hence, we kicked off a brand new revenue model out of that and a consultancy service to help these partners, the referral partners, and the ability to start doing more, you know, encouraging our partners and our field marketing organizations to do more on EcoHub and then have qualified leads meet them. And we saw that in the Sapphire in 2009 and 2010, where our partners came and said, you know, the quality of people that came to their booths and had discussions, some of them they had already met online, and the discussions were very fruitful. They were able to close a lot more business. So it's really a nice hybrid where a lot of the education awareness takes place up front, and then the transaction actually happens in person or offline at times. But we've made, and we also have some solutions you can buy online. So to answer your question, vision was good. We were aware that we were able to build a scalable, extendable marketplace. What we discovered is that as we started engaging in this, how some new revenue streams were kicking off and our partners were coming in, of course, giving us feedback, and we were constantly taking their feedback and improving. And today we have very, very high partner satisfaction, significantly higher than what we used to be prior to the EcoHub coming into place.
So what I love about that story is that what you have done so well is you really have combined what we consider to be, you know, if you use a marketing automation system and you're doing demand generation, whether you're doing it for yourself or with your partners as part of go-to-market services that you might put together for them, but you've intertwined that quite nicely with social CRM. And you took a few minutes to kind of talk to us a little bit around the social aspects. Talk for a few minutes around, you know, when you take a look at the go-to-market services and kind of like the consulting that you're offering in your partner ecosystem, how exactly do you use marketing automation in that mix?
Yeah, so let me start a little bit with social marketing and the reception of social commerce and social marketing with our audience, which is our partners who are in the software industry and the services industry. Without naming names, I've spoken to a couple of chief marketing officers who have said that this whole social media stuff is baloney. You know, we're coming from the old school, so prove it to us that it works. And I gave them a very simple example. I have a small Twitter following, 40, 50 followers, but I have a very, very large LinkedIn following. And I'm usually posting any interesting topics and articles. I'm usually tweeting about them, but my Twitter feed is linked to my LinkedIn. And what I've been very curious in the past, prior to I figured out what the reason was, I had people they were following on Twitter that were coming and talking to me about things I'd posted on Twitter, which I knew for sure they had not read on Twitter. I was scratching my head figuring out how did they get to see what I was talking about. And what I discovered was it was my LinkedIn feed coming from Twitter that was reaching out to these hundreds of people, and they were the ones getting interested. And that's what's really powerful. That's how I explain the power of social media. And you put a few filters on social commerce and social media and say, we're going to bring it down to a very focused and targeted community. Everybody, the universe that's centered around EcoHub. Right now, around SAP, the 2.2 million members. Now, what are the different touch points I have with these 2.2? So blogs, they read blogs. Are you the partner writing blogs? The answer was, yes, we are, but periodically, not with a given strategy, and randomly. We are not even putting them on the SAP community network. So, guys, if you want to sell in the community, you want to establish your credentials, get into the SAP community network. Big check mark, great visibility, start establishing credentials. Second, start using Twitter. We have tools like Flipboard on iPad now. Great readers that can take the gibberish that comes out of Twitter, for example, and present it in a layer that's like a newspaper or article. So people are starting to use Twitter and, you know, get the experience in a different way. Get on the roadmap. Flipboard is one of the fastest adopted applications. We have feeds going into Flipboard. People are interpreting and seeing data about your blogs, about your wikis, your forums, your articles, your news in that kind of an environment. Are you present there? Invariably, a lot of these companies were not present there. Some of the large ones were, but from mid to lower size companies, nobody was doing that. Again, when they started doing that, they started getting those followings. They started leveraging our Twitter handles and so on and started reaching out to them. So those are some of the experiences that we've learned where we've seen that, you know, social commerce has been there. You know, what is social commerce? Being able to bring a commercial message or infuse a commercially oriented discussion into a place where like-minded individuals are congregating. And that happens, as you know, a lot online. So you've got to be able to leverage that.
Yeah, that's a great definition for social commerce, by the way, Usman. I really like that a lot. Okay. So that's clearly social and social commerce was absolutely key for you guys. And again, it's a little bit, I don't want to say it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, but you know, as a SAP partner, to get access to the 2.2 million people who are already SAP users, I would see that social, building the credentials, being in the conversation, part of the conversation, again, given that a very vibrant conversation is always going on in the various communities, would be a really smart strategy.
Yeah. So over the course of the year, Debbie, we've learned quite a few lessons. I don't know if you want me to talk about those right now or come to that in a second.
Let's come back to lessons, and I want to hear about how you're using your marketing what you're using your marketing automation platform for specifically.
So we have a number of ways of driving our traffic or, you know, these targeted audience across to eCop. So as I mentioned, we do outreach into our communities through these banner ads by the placement of blogs and participation in forums and wikis. So that's one way of getting out there. We've taken the banner ad concept and we've kind of enhanced that as I was talking to you about and telling you about this AdWare guide. It's a little banner ad and it will basically say, find the right solution, let's say for mobility. You click on, I want to find the right solution for mobility, it'll give you two options. Are you looking for solutions that are for CRM or for analytics? I click on CRM, it'll give me a number of options, and it'll bring me to a recommendation based on those couple of options to a particular solution. I can get the recommendation of the solution, and then I can also, right there in that banner ad, click on and view a demo, an online demo. Prior to viewing the demo, I will have to give my credentials. So we have extended our marketing platform by using tactics and tools like the AdWord guide and syndicating that in our communities, where people are now getting a very focused EcoHub discovery experience and recommendation experience right in the place where they are. So, and we've started to syndicate these banner ads in key locations outside of the community as well. Popular destinations where SAP would be buying ads, we would be placing this banner ad over there and really allowing people. So we are, by definition, extending a marketing platform to be where the consumer, the prospect really is. That's one. Second, with the community, as I mentioned, so on. Third, we are also mobilizing our sales force and our partner sales force to be able to point to the EcoHub as a value-added, trusted destination for their customers to find solutions, knowing very well that when somebody comes and looks at a solution, we will get intelligence on them. If they register to get further information or view a demo, that becomes a lead for us. We can qualify that and feed them right back to the sales team. So we were closing the loop from demand generation to actually bringing the lead directly to the sales or inside salespeople to do that. Once we have created this, and then we have, of course, the iPhone app and our Twitter following and Facebook and so on. So we have multi-channels that are pointing towards a particular event that could be a storefront or could be a webinar or could be an online offsite event that's taking place. And therefore, we're using the online channel to bring people together, and there the marketing automation infrastructure becomes very, very powerful. We also do outbound email blast and demand generation campaigns. And so the marketing automation platform will be used over here to take the selected lists and be able to do the blast, bring people back, be able to calibrate them in terms of what their engagement has been on EcoHub. Did they just come to register for a webinar? Did they also attend the webinar? Did they go see a solution demo? Did they download a white paper? Did they read a customer success story? And your score for that particular user starts to go up and gives our inside sales or salespeople that much more insight and intelligence. We are further enhancing that by being able to match their social profile. So now if somebody comes in, engages on EcoHub, we will be able to see what is their social profile in LinkedIn, on Facebook, on the internet, on the World Wide Web in general. Now equipped with that, you know, knowing what the behavior of this individual has been on EcoHub, how do we know that? Because we've calibrated that through the marketing automation infrastructure. And combining that with the insights we have from their social profile, we have a much better and higher quality prospect to focus on. And the prospect is educated because they've gone through, they've read the white paper, they've read the reviews rating, they've seen the demo, they have heard the customer success stories. So they're much more educated. And we are much more educated because we know what they've done. So for the salesperson to engage or the sales team to engage with this prospect, that is a much more meaningful engagement, both sides having some deep insights into what the other has to offer.
I have to tell you, Usman, every time I hear your story, I just get chilled. This is the holy grail of demand generation, being able to combine the elements of social commerce with, you know, platforms, marketing automation, and at the end of the day, having a highly qualified prospect that wants to talk to you, and just the way you've knit all these elements together, I would be hard-pressed to think of anyone else who, quite frankly, is as far along in knitting all those elements together as you are in the EcoHub right now. So I have to tell you, and I've told you this before, just a job just extraordinarily well done. And again, it's really what every revenue marketer dreams of. How can I take a multi-channel approach, and how can I, you know, take the elements of social, take the elements of online, and create these just, you know, much better, you know, qualified leads that actually want to have discussions with us. So, you know, it just makes so much sense the way you put all this together. But let me ask you a series of questions now around metrics. So across all these channels and across all these activities that you're driving, what are some of the key metrics that you use to help you run your business?
So initially we started off by looking at traffic. We had a revenue target. It was a respectable revenue target. I'm very happy to say in our very first year we overachieved it by almost 140%. But traffic was a key driver for us. And half year through the exercise, we noticed that, you know, we were getting traffic, but we could, you know, by focusing on particular hot topics and kind of painting EcoHub into a particular hot topic theme. So let's take mobility or business analytics or sustainability or green IT and featuring that and having a very focused audience around that can enhance the quality and the number of people coming to the EcoHub. So we were able to exponentially, almost literally double our traffic on EcoHub by getting focused on themes. So we were looking at traffic as a... Second, what we started measuring is conversion rates, you know, quality of leads. And I think that was a big, you know, giving proof to that in terms of how many people came to the EcoHub, transition into quality leads, which were followed up and nurtured by our inside sales and likewise for our partners, was a big metric for us. And there also, like I mentioned, you know, we are between 3-5% conversion rates into quality leads of all the people that are coming. That's really, really high. And the third area from a metric perspective is, and very, very important to your audience, is visibility in our impact of marketing campaigns. With constructs like EcoHub and Marketo and different instrumentation that we have on EcoHub to gauge the impact, that was a third big area to see what was the return on investment from our marketing campaigns. We were, to be honest, prior to 2008, prior to EcoHub, we were almost blind. We could just roughly estimate. Now we have so much visibility and fairly accurate visibility into these conversion factors. Those were the three things that I think we measured. So revenue impact, traffic, quality of conversions, and then the visibility into the impact of marketing campaigns.
So you know I've got a million-dollar question, and this happens in a lot of channel organizations. Clearly, if a lead's being generated and you hand it off to SAP, you've got a much better chance from a marketing perspective of tracking that to close. How do you work in with your partner systems if you're creating quality leads and then a lead gets passed over into the partner? How do you guys interact with your partners to assess the conversion to close once you hand it off to a partner?
Yeah, great. So first of all, EcoHub has a dedicated mini CRM system where we push the leads, and each partner has access to this, controlled access to their respective, what we refer to as the partner work center. This shows them the traffic that, gives them visibility into traffic, the number of leads, opportunities, and also the list, the breakdown of all the individuals, which company they came from, when they came, what their activity was. So that's number one. Now, that's all well and good, but if nobody sees it and nobody follows up on that, what good is it? As a matter of fact, it can work counter to our reputation. So we made a very strong effort of being able to build those relationships and start following with those partners in a very programmatic manner where, all these partners that are on EcoHub have been assigned, because they're our partners, they're assigned a service manager to help them. And we've upskilled the service manager to now start really doing pipeline management as well. And they refer to the partner work center as the common single version of truth of activity they're having on EcoHub and associated EcoHub demand generation campaigns. And the role of this partner service manager is to manage their pipeline, qualify, and really enforce and enable the partner to come and update that pipeline and tell us, this lead was absolutely useless. We put them into a nurturing loop, and this one we believe is a good opportunity. We've converted it into an opportunity. And so, one is just basically making sure that we have the mechanism to engage with this partner. Second, better than that, is the motivation to the partner themselves, and that comes through them running campaigns and seeing the quality of conversions that are coming on, the quality of leads that are coming. Most of these companies, and even though they may be $100 million, $200 million companies, they have just not seen the type of customer companies or prospect companies come to the EcoHub. We have, out of our top 400 customers, which is, you can quite safely say, the top Fortune 400, if you may, we have almost 90% of those companies engaging on EcoHub and very frequently engaging on EcoHub. We have thousands of customers engaging on EcoHub. Most of these partners have never been able to touch these customers. And not only that, so that's number one, looking at the quality of the lead, the conversion factor, who's coming, the role that's, of the individual, the job title of the individual that's there, that's good motivation for these individuals to come in and or these companies to come in and start engaging with them. Secondly, when they start qualifying them, they discover, how the partner is reacting to them because they found them through an SAP kind of endorsed search mechanism, if you may. And therefore, the credibility of that partner goes significantly higher, and the discussion that the prospect and the partner have goes significantly. And these are all factors. And, of course, the third thing is we do testimonials. We do winning the deal kind of success stories from these partners, and we publish it through a newsletter to our partners to tell them, which is specifically focused on our partners and our sales force, to tell them conversion factors, success, big deals that have closed, big leads that have come through the EcoHub. So net-net, we raise the awareness and the credentials and the capability of these individuals to know that what they're getting out of EcoHub is much more valuable, and really this is a whole new way of doing business.
So I gotta tell you, and I could talk to you for like the next 3 hours, Usman, but I wanna turn to the partner service manager. How hard was it for you to fill that role or find the skills or upskill to, because this person really is acting as a demand generation consultant to the partners?
Yeah. So in our particular case, our partner service manager was coming more from, you know, helping the partner get onboarded into our partner program, get them to set up the EcoHub storefronts, get their solution certified in that area. And we've moved that individual up more into the lead nurturing and pipeline management. We are now in the process of, you know, looking at partnerships as well as our building our own in-house capabilities, where through our inside sales and through clever partnerships, we will upscale and bring in more a demand generation consultant to add to the partner service manager. So we're in the process of actually creating that. Currently, my team does that, but we are looking at extending that capability and scaling that through our inside sales and our partner support organization. But that will be, to your question, those are much more sophisticated skills, and I believe that those are skills that will be in big demand in the coming years.
Oh, yeah, I could not agree more. So I almost feel like asking you, you know, when, you know, when the guy wins the Super Bowl and, you know, the graffiti, I mean, the confetti's falling all over, and the reporter sticks the mic in the mouth and the guy and says, okay, you just won the Super Bowl, you know, what's next? I just feel like you've done such an incredible job on knitting all these elements together to create a very vibrant, you know, revenue marketing, demand generation, certainly a high-value business model for SAP. What's next for you, Usman?
So great question. So let me answer that by also telling you a little bit of the gotchas we had, what we learned, and what we are, how we're channeling those into the vision for EcoHub. So first of all, first thing we realized is a lot of companies are just not ready with their assets, their mind frame, and their methodologies, and their marketing setups to go online and start scaling. So we have to, you know, really invest a lot of time the first 18 months, I would say, in getting the partners up to a good quality of assets that could, you know, really put their best foot forward in an online experience. That was number one. Second, what we've discovered, and this is something that we will use tremendously, is the power of social commerce and social media. And I gave you the example of my small Twitter following, but my extensive LinkedIn connections and, you know, the viral impact one has over the other. Don't, you know, we recommend don't underestimate, and that's another area we will continue to enable and explain this to our partners and build capabilities to use social media to reach out. In doing so, what we need to do is we need to get much more focused on target communities and target solution areas. So on EcoHub, expect we have already got a business analytics area. We will be building mobility areas. We will be building small, medium enterprise areas. So we will give much more focused areas on EcoHub for people to engage in. Third, I would say, is consumerization. You know, we have, what I mean by that is that we have lowered the bar on how people discover complex software solutions. And one of the ways we've done that is by adding reviews and ratings, almost like an Amazon-like way. So we're going to continue to do that. We encourage our ecosystem to encourage their partners and their customers to come and write those reviews. Online to on-site, this will continue to be a big area for us. We're going to expand that. We've been focusing on key events that SAP sponsors, such as Sapphires and TechEdge. We were going to extend that now to have our partners come and talk about their events and, again, allow that online to on-site go through. Yet another area where we are focused on is thought leadership, making sure that, you know, there's tremendous amount of value, innovation, discussions that are going on that are just not reaching the ears of our customers that are very hungry and starving for innovation. So we want to get the ecosystem start thinking, and marketeers actually, to start thinking about thought leadership. Get a little bit more subtle, but a little bit more focused in on the message you want to deliver. Package it in nice high-def kind of video recordings. You can do that relatively easily. Post them on EcoHub, on YouTube, and use the viral mechanisms through a very focused target community, reach out to that. And last but not least, I would say that identifying your audience. age-old marketing cliche, but it comes up again and again. And you know, we, like yourselves at Pedowitz, we also, and probably we've learned a few of these tricks from you guys. You've worked with us quite extensively. We ask the question, who? Who is the audience? And by the fourth time that we've asked this who, we've discovered that we've expanded the audience, the target audience, almost fourfold. Because what the customer has been thinking or the partner has been thinking is their target audience. When we go through the iterations of, you know, what kind of communities are available to them online, who would consume, how could they package their message better to be consumed online, we've even seen companies go and change their entire product marketing roadmap. And that's incredible. When we see complete, we've seen that on EcoHub now from three to five partners that have completely repositioned their software based on feedback they got from EcoHub. So I would say those are the key lessons that we have learned, and those are the key areas that we will continue to reinforce. And, of course, mobility. Can't understate that at all. You know, bringing a consumer-like experience to be able to discover these solutions when I'm not at work, in my quasi-downtime, when I'm just querying up on everything from weather to sports, from a bank account, why can I not find those solutions that help me do my core competency work better? And so the EcoHub mobile app becomes very, very powerful.
I couldn't agree more. And I think those are great gotchas, great lessons learned, and clearly provide the focus that you're going to have moving forward. Well, Usman, it has been, again, such a delight. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on the show today. I literally could have talked to you for another 2 hours, and I think anyone listening to this interview would say, hey, can't you go another 2 hours? But the way I always end every show is, you know, we talk about being revenue marketers, which it's a concept, but it's also a practice, and it's also a reality for a lot of marketers. And it's the whole idea of how, as a marketer in the marketing role, can you impact revenue? So we like to end every interview with, Usman, how would you complete the phrase, you know your revenue marketer when?
Well, my first answer would be when I'm on your show, Debbie, of course.
Thank you.
But seriously, I think a great validation of the work that we have done is reflected in our compensation plan, in our bonus plan. So it's the interest with which exceedingly the number of sales organizations within SAP and our partners are looking at our performance to measure and reward their performance. That's good proof point that the work that we are doing is translating into individual compensations. So it's a long stretch, but it is a very interesting thing. So that when we set our annual targets and goals and say that this is the kind of revenue that we want to bring in to the various demand generation marketing campaigns, and now we have people from within our organization, within our own partner organization, setting those goals on our platform and measuring and getting rewarded for those, that's good propagation that our platform is serving as a revenue marketing platform. And we know, to answer your question, that we are successful revenue marketers when we have really put the incentive into the hands of individuals that would be leveraging this platform.
I agree. That's a great ultimate test of whether or not you're a revenue marketer. So, again, Usman, thank you for being on the show so much. Again, you guys, stay tuned in next week. We've got some new programming that we're going to be announcing in 2011. A lot more great revenue marketers to talk to and to meet with. So everyone have a great week, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.